I think it's probably the right move for Sherrard. It's honestly one I've anticipated since last year. You know, they're week seven for us, which would be a prime homecoming date with only four homecoming dates. We set our homecoming week nine just because we thought there's a chance that, you know, maybe even later than this, that maybe things would fall out there. But I think also, you know, there's been years where I know Rock Ridge didn't have a massive roster, but the guys they had playing could really play, you know, and could play both ways. And they've done that for years. And there's other schools that have been similar to that. I think it comes down to, you got to have kids that are confident and want to keep playing football and working at it. So we've got, you know, we got 15 juniors and seniors tonight. We got four starting sophomores, but those guys are ready. Like, they're not guys we're throwing in. Like, they've worked their tail off. One of them started last year as a freshman. So, you know, you can get by in those mid teens if you got kids that are ready to go on the bottom half. And honestly, that kind of started things for us a few years ago with six sophomores starting, but winning the playoff game with that group. So I think it's probably the right move for them because they've not been having success. They're not getting to play JV games. And I mean, football is too hard to go get beat up on a Friday night by older kids and not get the payoff of playing Monday against your own people. So I genuinely hope for the Riverdale model, you know, for Sherrard, that, you know, if they're back next year, it's probably still a little rough, but it's better. But if you can play all those JV games this year and your 12 freshmen become 12 sophomores, then your eighth graders want to come in and want to play. And maybe it's 2 years, you know, to get to that point. But, you know, Riverdale now, they might have one of the biggest rosters in our conference. You know, they did what made a really, really tough decision, but it obviously was really good for them. And, you know, I hope for the same thing because, I mean, Sherrard has athletes. They're good at everything else. They just, you don't need that many players to do the things that are good at and everything else, you know? So, but yeah, I wish nothing but the best for them. And I think it's the right move. It's a tough move. You know, I wouldn't want to be their head coach. I get it. You know, like, you're waiting to be head coach, get to be a varsity head coach, and then you figure out you don't get to coach varsity games. So it's probably a downer for him personally as well. But I just think it's got to be the best move for them. And you know, hopefully it goes well for them going forward.